7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning, Tuesday. And we are the 20th of April, 21st of April. Baseball season is supposed to get underway for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. If you look out your window right now, you're going to say, yeah, no, they're not going to play. But we'll see. I mean, the biggest problem is probably going to be the wetness, because there's going to be more rain along with the snow, which is going to be the worst thing. We'll see with the cold as well. But joining us to talk about the upcoming season, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks baseball team, Jeremy Pickrell. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, thanks for, we hope it happens. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. Always a pleasure to come in here and talk baseball with you. So,
well, I guess we kind of chatted a little bit off the air yesterday. The good news is that there's going to be a season. You sat through, you guys suffered with not getting to play last year, and you got not counting the postseason, which we'll get to that, about 21 games on the schedule. So at least you're going to get a season, you know that, and you're going to get a postseason on top of it, too.
Yeah, I looked today before I came in to make sure I had the number right, but tomorrow will be 690 days since we played an IHSA sanctioned game. Like, we've scrimmaged and stuff like that, but 690 days is a really long time.
That is.
And, you know, we're just excited to have the opportunity to play again and get back on the field, and obviously having a postseason is a plus, but we're just happy to get back on the field.
Well, I know, and hindsight, obviously, but, you know, it was last year was an especially tough year to miss, because you knew what kind of pitching staff you're going to have going into that season. But it's going to be interesting, and kind of, I guess, a renewed sense in some ways, because you got kind of a senior-dominated team this year, but a lot of new players, though, that really haven't gotten much, if any, varsity time.
Yeah, I mean, missing last year from a development standpoint was huge, because now we have, like you said, a lot of seniors that are going to play big roles for us, and they didn't get an opportunity to get any of that experience. Even if they wouldn't have played, just being there in the dugout, experiencing the speed of a varsity game and kind of seeing how it goes would have been big. It makes us feel good when we look at those guys that graduated last year and see the success that they're having in college. But obviously our focus is on this year and trying to make the most of it and making sure that we honor those guys that didn't have a chance to play last year.
Yeah, absolutely. So the field itself, Sunberg Field, always in really, really good shape. And we were kind of talking off the air that the big thing over the next day or so and whether you play is going to be how wet it gets. You got a tarp,
yep,
which is good. But
yep,
I guess it kind of depends between the rain and snow how much we get over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that tarp plays a huge role. Not many high schools can just roll out a tarp and pick up some games. So that was huge for us back in 2019. So we rolled it out last night with the help of the lower levels and got it out really quick. And I'm pretty confident, as long as the weather holds up tomorrow, that we'll play. The grass is as green as I've ever seen it at the beginning of the season. So, you know, these guys have been chomping at the bit. We've been practicing for quite a while. So, like I said, I'm just excited to open up.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and the good thing also, you had great numbers. A lot of kids wanting to give it a shot, and you had really good numbers come out this year.
Yeah, like I said, we've got quite a bit of seniors. We'll mix that in with some younger guys too. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. You know, our pitching staff is going to be pretty senior dominated. We're really happy with what we've seen in their progress this offseason, and combine that with, we think we're going to be pretty good defensively, offensively. Obviously, pitchers always have kind of the upper hand at the beginning of the year, so we're hoping our offense comes out really fast, and we're looking forward to it. Obviously, people are going to have to – the last time people saw us play, we had some guys that would get out there with some electric stuff, and we have that. But, you know, at times people are going to kind of have to check themselves, because we're not going to be able to get away with just running a fastball up there that people are not going to be able to catch up with. We're going to have to pitch the contact and play really good defense behind our pitchers and make plays and get some timely hitting to make sure we scratch every run we can to give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, I know, and obviously it's different at the high school level than the major leagues, because we're talking about guys in the major leagues. They can spot the ball wherever the heck they want it to go with movement or whatever. So talk about that, the philosophy with on the high school side. You talk about pitching to contact. So you're not talking, we'll just toss it right down the middle. That's not what you're talking about, but in the strike zone, I guess.
Right. We're looking for, you know, balls down in the zone around the shin guards of the catcher, you know, kind of coaxing them to put a ball in play on the ground, and hopefully our defense has worked enough that we're going to be able to make plays behind them. But, you know, it, obviously it's a luxury to be able to reach down in the tank and fire one up there, and, you know, having that confidence that a guy's still not going to be able to catch up to it. But not everyone is blessed with that. And so you're probably going to – this year you're probably going to see more guys that are, you know, going to spot up, trying to keep the ball down. You know, still trying to throw a lot of strikes, but, you know, because we can't afford walks. Yeah, just, again, these guys are chomping at the bit. They're ready to go, and we're ready to go tomorrow.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First game scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, Sunberg Field, with Limestone, 4:30 start. Then you'll have a road contest this Saturday down at Normal West, a doubleheader, as a matter of fact, back home with East Peoria. Dunlap, Monday and Tuesday. In fact, it's a busy schedule to start things off.
I mean, oh, yeah.
So you got what? Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Doubleheader Friday.
Doubleheader Friday. Okay.
So. And that doubleheader Friday opens up our conference season. Yeah, the way the schedule's worked out, like, we've been fortunate to be able to schedule as many games as we have. I think we have 30, actually, and then the postseason on top of that. So with the short season, you're getting more of a – how baseball is kind of supposed to be played. It's an everyday thing. It kind of stinks that we're not going to be able to get too many practices in between our games. But, yeah, that second week, we're looking at it going, wow, a game every day. Like, we're going to really have to figure out what our pitching staff's going to look like and how that's going to shape up. And that week alone, I'm excited for our team to experience, because – playing that many games in a row like that, to me, I mean, that is baseball.
I say, and as a player, I mean, you love that.
Oh,
I mean, what? No practice? You got games every day? Heck yeah.
You have to have a short-term memory and be able to, if things didn't go well in this game, you get an opportunity again the next day to figure it out and right the ship. So it'll be fun.
Jeremy Pickrell, head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks baseball team. They open the season tomorrow, hopefully, against Limestone out at Sunberg Field. Talk about this is a completely different year in many, many ways. One of the things, though, is the transition. You don't have a ton of players, but you got a few. In the past, it's been a transition from basketball to baseball, and there's been some time. Guys come off, and they've been able to get plenty of practice time in before games were starting. This is going to be a little bit different, because the football guys are still – they've got one final game this week, and then is it a certain number of practices they have to get in before they can actually play? Or?
It is, but the thing about that is that they're allowing kind of dual participation, so those guys can get practice. Those guys will be fine. They've gotten practices in. They've been with us when football and stuff like that's over. It kind of affects our lower levels more than it does our varsity. We only have a couple guys that are playing football, but yeah, it's definitely been different. I think it's been kind of hard on the kids, you know, being pulled so many different directions and having to keep their bodies fresh. You're going from one sport to the other and back and forth and back and forth. And it's just, you can see that some guys, it kind of wears on them a little bit. But again, they're getting the opportunity to play, and they're kids, so they want to play. So they're willing to do whatever they have to be able to get on the field, especially after last year.
I know you saw a little bit of that, kids that were transitioning from basketball to football, that doing, like you said, with the dual practice and everything. It's like, it's not easy. And there was a few that's like, okay, what do I do this year? Maybe especially some younger kids, do I forego football to play baseball this year and then come back to football in the fall? Wouldn't have been an easy decision for
them. It's unfortunate that it came to that. You know, that the IHSA kind of crunched everything in to a small window and forced some kids into that, you know, having to make those tough decisions. You don't want to ever have a high school kid have to do that. You know, if you want to play something, go play it. But, yeah, I mean, it's just – it's the entire year has been like that. So you just kind of take what you get and try to make the most of it.
Yeah. Jeremy Pickrell is the head baseball coach at Galesburg High School. Their season's scheduled to open tomorrow. And, yeah, a lot of games in a short period of time. If you like watching baseball, you're going to get to see a lot of baseball as well, it sounds like. Some of the other things, the IHSA, I shouldn't say rule changes, but relaxation of some of the things that the kids are not going to have to wear their mask when they're out on the field. That's a good thing.
That was going to be weird. Like,
yeah.
So my center fielder, who's not around anybody, is going to have to wear their mask.
Yeah.
And not just us, but then you think about track. How is a track athlete, like a especially a distance runner, going to run with a mask covering their face in warmer weather?
So. Yeah. So fortunately, that's not going to happen. And you're going to, the postseason as well, that is such a good thing, too, that the kids are going to have, after not only, you know, missing a postseason last year, missing an entire season, now you're going to get a season plus a postseason. I mean, game-wise, regular season, are you close to what you, if you get them in, close to what you normally would be, or just a little bit
normally
shorter?
Normally we get 30, we schedule 35. We probably schedule a little bit more, knowing that you're going to get rained out in some. But in a regular season, we can play a max of 35. So 30 is right around, you know, especially in that small window, 30 is right around where we wanted to be.
Talk a little bit about the Western Big Six Conference. Where's the strength at in the conference?
I have no idea.
Really? Yeah. Well, I guess because everybody's in the same boat.
It's definitely going to be a weird year. No one kind of knows anything about each other. Obviously, Moline is always really good. Sterling and Geneseo. Now, this is the first time we'll actually be able to play them conference as opposed to last year. You know, Rock Island's got a new coach, and he's injected some energy into that program. And you know, the Western Big Six is a good baseball conference, and I'll be excited to see those coaches again and be able to compete with them. But no one really knows anything about anybody, so it'll be interesting.
And you kind of find out where you're at, like right off the bat, especially this weekend and next week.
Absolutely.
So, where? How about you? What kind of strengths or what are you looking for? Is it, you know? I know you work on fundamentals a lot. I'm guessing that, you know, good fundamental baseball right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, our pitching staff's going to have to throw strikes and keep the ball down in the zone, which means our defense is going to have to be better. We're going to have to be able to make routine plays behind them, and you know, we're pretty confident that we're going to be able to do that. We'll have some speed in the outfield. We'll have some athletes on the infield. So we're really looking forward to that. And then offensively, we think that we've got some guys that are going to be able to bang the ball around the yard. We've got some guys with some speed, so we'll be able to use that on the bases. So, without playing a game against another team, I mean, it's easy to kind of gauge against yourselves, but without seeing another team and really, seeing how the kids respond to in-game stuff, you just don't know. So it's good that we're playing a bunch of games in a row, but it's also could be bad if we don't have time to kind of correct those things in between.
Well, I'm guessing the kids at the plate are getting tired of seeing the same arms every day, and on the other hand, the kids on the pitcher's mound getting tired of throwing to the same kids every day as well.
Yep. That's why I said we can't. We've waited so long for tomorrow, so we are as long as that weather holds up, our tarp does its job, we will be playing.
All right. Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. They're scheduled to play tomorrow afternoon against the Limestone Rockets, 4:30 out at Sunberg Field. Are sophomores scheduled? Are they scheduled every game the varsity is this year? Is it kind of like the other sports, maybe sporadic
for
them?
Yeah. Like tomorrow, the softs are at home as well.
Okay.
But once we get into the conference season, most of the time when we're at home, they're on the road and vice versa. So they might actually get to play some games on Sunberg Field because of lights and all that. So that'll be a fun opportunity for them too.
Talk real quickly about your coaching staff this year.
Well, we've got Steve Schwab. He's been
I've
here
heard
for
of him.
A long time.
He seems like he's an okay guy.
Yeah, does a great job with our pitching staff. And then we've got Jake Miller, Shad Steck, and Bo Irons. You know, those guys work with all our hitters and defenders and all that. So we've got – I'm really fortunate to have the coaching staff that I have at the varsity level. Then we've got Andy Giles, Jake Thompson, and Todd Motes helping out down at the lower levels. And those guys do a good job. I mean, it's nice to have the coaching staff that we have and be able to do the things that we do as much as we do. You know, it's a grind, and that's kind of how I like it. We do a lot in the off season, and those guys are there as much as they can be. And it helps when I have to be gone. You know, I got four little ones, so when I have to be gone, those guys pick up for me. And They're all excited to get back on the field too. We can't wait.
Well, one of the great things also, you got a bunch of guys that came up through this program also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Yep, they're able to relate to the players and kind of tell them how it was when they played, and because it's a special program and being a part of it is a special thing, and especially now with the facilities that we have, and a lot of colleges would beg for the facilities that we have, and you know, it's hopefully our guys embrace that and realize the opportunity that they have, and I think they do. We're just ready for tomorrow.
Absolutely. They even had baseball back when Schwabe played. They even had it back then. It's hard to believe. It was all dirt. They played that just in a cornfield, I think. I'm not sure, but no. Schwabe and I are the same age, by the way, so I can't talk too much about it. All right, so season's scheduled to open tomorrow against Limestone, and if that doesn't happen, hopefully for sure, doubleheader Saturday at Normal West and then back home Monday, Tuesday, on the road Wednesday, Thursday, back home for a doubleheader. Or no, that'll be on the road Friday at Sterling, and then the following week back home for Rock Island, Moline, Pekin, after getting the Western Big Six season underway. So
we've got a ton of home games, so we're looking forward to, you know, that not just us getting on the field and playing, but people have been people want to get out and see some stuff too. It's
absolutely
been a while since they've seen Silver Streak baseball, so being outdoors and being able to spread out the way that people can, we're expecting to see a lot of people at the games, and it's exciting. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Just a little normalcy in our lives, right?
For sure.
Yes. All right. And great for the kids and you guys as a coaching staff. Yeah. We're really happy that this is going to happen for them all this year. So, Jeremy, always appreciate you taking some time with us. Best of luck, hopefully, tomorrow and this season.
All right. Thank you.